irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On Air with Russell of Hotels, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to On Air with Russell of Hotels, where we talk about everything hospitality, from hotels to influencers and everything in between. We will feature guest interviews with hospitality professionals who will share their experiences. Your host, Russell Edmond, has spent over 25 years in the hospitality industry, beginning his career with Marriott International in hotel operations, before moving into the sales arena and becoming a relationship-building director of sales and marketing. Russell then went to the other side as a hospitality entrepreneur. He now consults in the hotel and meeting space, which includes being the CEO of Russell of Hotels Group. Did I mention he was a veggie foodie? Yes, Russell is always looking for good non-meat eats. Please welcome your host, Russell Edmond.
Hello, hello, and thank you for joining On Air with Russell of Hotels. I appreciate you joining me. It's been quite a journey getting here. I'm actually live from Santa Fe, New Mexico. So actually I haven't even checked in yet. I had to rush, and thank goodness that Ronan was able to get me in. I told him, I said, I may not be able to do the show today, but I called him when I landed and he said, just let me know when you get situated and he'll make it happen. So he made it happen for me. So I do appreciate that, Ronan. Thank you so much. So we are live. Like I said, we're live from San Antonio, but it's Santa Fe. I'm live from Santa Fe, New Mexico. I'm at the Inn and Spa at Loretto. Okay, Loretto? Loretto. L-O-R-E-T-T-O. That's Loretto, right? Okay, that's what it is. That's what I'm going with. So that's where I am today. So I'll be here for the next couple of days, actually here doing a fam trip. I was invited to come and do a fam trip. Fam trip means for, you know, to become familiar with the destination. So I'm gonna get indoctrinated and educated on this destination that they call Santa Fe, New Mexico. And from what I've seen so far, everything is beautiful. I wish I had Facebook Live right now, because where I am, I'm in a courtyard next to the pool. It's outside. It's beautiful. There's trees. There's the pool right there. There's a lot of foliage, a lot of shrubbery, a lot of color. I mean, it's just beautiful. So I can hardly wait. And the adobe buildings, the hotel is definitely, you know, in the style of Santa Fe, New Mexico, just what you picture Santa Fe, New Mexico would look like, you know, with the adobe buildings and things like that. So very nice, very quaint. So here I am. Wow. Okay. So let's jump into it. I mean, I know I'm kind of rushing to do this because, like I said, I didn't even think I'd be able to even do the show today, but I'm gonna do it anyway. We're gonna make it happen. We're Hospitality Unplugged, so we make stuff happen. That's what Hospitality Unplugged means. We just make it happen. What's industry news today? Any industry news? When I was coming here, so I flew from here to Phoenix and then from Phoenix to Santa Fe. So from LA to Phoenix and then Phoenix to Santa Fe. So I was thinking, well, what can I talk about today? So I actually just looked up a couple of topics. Industry news, abuse in the hospitality industry. Now, that kind of took me by surprise. I'm like, what does that mean, abuse in the hospitality industry? And what is it? What are we referring to? Are we referring to guests abusing associates? Managers abusing associates? What is it? So when I read through it, it was actually guests abusing associates. So meaning, you know, that irate guest that comes to the front desk because he didn't, you know, he's late. His plane was delayed. And when he gets here, his room's not ready, or, you know, valet didn't park his car right or didn't bring his car to him. Whatever that is, you know, they come and berate the front desk staff. You know, those are things like that. I mean, what do you do in a situation like that? I mean, me being a former, you know, hotel person, manager of front desk or general manager or director of sales and marketing, I mean, you deal from time to time, you have to deal with irate guests. But, you know, what at what time or what part is it have they gone over that line? Okay, because I've had people go over the line, and basically what I've done is, you know, you try to reason with them, but if they're beyond reason, and sometimes they throw that, well, I'm a platinum member, meaning, you know, they're a rewards member, they're a high rewards member, if that's Hilton Honors or, you know, Marriott Bonvoy or whatever it may be, you know, sometimes they think just because they have a lot of reward points that they can come and treat people any kind of way. Well, that's not the case. I mean, we shouldn't allow that to happen. I mean, is the guest always right? You know, that when I first started in business, yeah, well, the guest is always right. Well, the guest is always right until he's wrong. So if he's coming, he or she, I mean, I want to just say men because women do it as well. I've been berated by women just as much as men at the front desk, or not even at the front desk, in the lobby. So because things aren't going the way they wanted to. I represent this company, or I'm a Marriott Rewards member, or I have this amount of points, or I'm a Platinum Gold member, or whatever, you know, the case may be. They think they can say things and get away with it. So one of the examples they use in this article I was reading, and then this was on Skiff. I didn't just, you know, pull this out of air. But one of the examples they gave was an irate guest. Well, okay, let me back up. A guest comes to a bar, and last call has been given, you know, like say 2 o'clock in the morning, you can't get a drink after that. So, but the bartender is trained to, okay, we give this last call at say 1:45, you know, you give people a chance to drink their drinks and then to get up and leave. Well, someone came after last call and they demanded a drink and went on to berate the bartender, threw money at him. You know, like, I can have your job. Do you know how many points? You know, I'm going to have your job tomorrow morning. You know how many points I have? I'm a platinum gold. I'm a platinum member and things like that. Do we need to take that kind of stuff? I mean, what I used to tell my people, you do your best to try to diffuse the situation. But if you can't diffuse the situation and they're calling you out of your name and they're just getting out of control, you have a couple things that you can do. You know, call security. Obviously, this person maybe he's had a little bit too much to drink. Call your manager, if that manager happens to be there, or whoever the manager on duty is, and let them deal with it. Or, you know, at that point, you can ask them to leave. Because, you know, you can refuse to serve anyone if you're feeling threatened, if you're feeling abused. So I would definitely try to move myself out of that situation where, you know, this guest is out of control. There's no reasoning with this guest, and we don't have to take that stuff. So I would always support my people. Bottom line, if the guest is out of control, I come and take care of the situation. And 9 out of 10 times, if they're out of control, if they're not reasoning with me, we ask them to leave. And at that point, once we ask them to leave, they're trespassing. And then I'm not getting any physical altercation with anyone. That's what the authorities are for. So don't feel bad if you have to call authorities on a guest that may be out of control. So that's what, when I read this article, I'm like, wow, okay. There were situations that, you know, that you had to deal with, you know, and you don't want your employees to have to go through that, because what you want to do, I mean, you train employees to deal with situations like this, but sometimes there's no textbook answer for anything. But if they're out of control, they're berating you, they're throwing money at you, they're calling you names, it becomes a racial thing, because that's happened to me before as well. So, you know, when it comes to that, they've crossed that line and there's no going back at that point. So at that point, you ask them to leave, politely leave. You know, there's no reason to get as loud as they are, because sometimes they do get, you know, overly dramatic. You just, you know, maintain your composure and just politely ask them to leave, because they're looking for a reaction at that point. So from anyone, regardless if it's a race issue or not, they're looking for a reaction because obviously they're not getting what they want from you and they're used to getting what they want. So they're going to keep going until someone, well, someone's going to give me a drink. Someone's going to do this. Someone's going to do that. Well, no, you don't have to put up with that stuff. So just know that your manager should support you. And if you're a manager, you should make sure you're, if you're a manager that's listening, should make sure you support your people. Like I said, you have to try to reason with the people or with the guests at first, but if the guest becomes unruly and out of control, you need to show them the door. So I beat that one to death, right? So we'll move on. So this is On Air with Russell Fotels. Thank you again for joining. I'm live from Santa Fe, New Mexico at the Inn and Spa at Laredo. That is downtown Santa Fe. Beautiful property. I haven't even been to my room yet. I'll post some pictures later, but just stay tuned. But just trust that it's a very nice place. I was well received when I came in, so everything is going well. So thank you so much. So contact information. How do you get a hold of Russell Fotels? Well, there's a couple different ways, of course. There's Russell at RussellFotels.com. There's Twitter. You know, I just got, hold on 1 second. The regional director of sales just came by. I guess he heard I was doing the podcast, so he came by. This is Mr. Michael Lakoff.
Lakoff.
Thank you so much. Pleasure meeting you, sir.
I'll leave you alone.
Oh, no. If you want to.
He just called me and he said, your man just arrived.
If you want to sit and listen and join in, you can do that. Okay, I'll come and look you up as soon as I'm done. Thank you so much. I sure will. Thank you so much. So, you know, we're Hospitality Unplugged. We don't, you know, people walk up, we have to talk to them, right? So the director sales guy, the gentleman who actually is hosting me for the fam trip came by. He's a director sales. So Michael Lakoff, L-A-K-O-F-F. He just told me how to pronounce it. I said Lakoff. Okay. We beat that one to death. So how do you get a hold of Russell Fotels? Russell of Hotels, Russell at RussellFotels.com is my email. Twitter, I'm at Russell Fotels. IG, that's Instagram or the gram. Russell Fotels, LinkedIn, Russell L. Edmond. Facebook, Russell L. Edmond and Russell Fotels. I have two pages, yes. And my website, which is RussellOfHotels.com. Now, this is a live show. So every week we do this at 1 o'clock PST. Well, PST is Pacific Standard Time. I was off on my time, so I thought I wasn't going to be able to do it but because I was looking at the time in New Mexico, which is, I believe, Mountain Standard Time, I believe, is an hour difference from California. So I was kind of discombobulated. But we're doing the show. So we're going to make it happen. So this is a live show, but after the show's over, it becomes a podcast and you can listen to it at any podcast platform or your favorite podcast platform. If that's iTunes, Google Play or Spotify, just type in Russell Fotels On Air with Russell Fotels and you'll see me. Sponsorship opportunities. What are sponsorship opportunities? What does that mean exactly? Well, people can advertise on the show. And I encourage it. You can get your message out to the right people. You can do your special promotions. If you're a hotel, if you're, you know, tourism board, CVB, transportation company, and you want to get your information out to people, you can. I mean, there's a lot of people that actually listen to the show, believe it or not. You know, on some weeks, you mean you get in the thousands of people that listen to the show. Probably half of those people are hospitality people, and that can be hotel. They can be CVBs, tourism boards, restaurants, whatever, throughout the country, specifically Los Angeles. More people in Los Angeles. Our feeder cities would be Los Angeles, Orange County, Chicago, New York, San Francisco. San Francisco is the other one. So if you want to reach people in those communities or those cities, those destinations, please feel free to reach out to me and we'll put you on the air. We can advertise your brand or whatever that is. You can talk about career opportunities as well. And I mentioned special promotions. But you want to get your brand in front of the right people. And that's what it comes down to. What is the Russell Hotels Group? Hotel site selection. That's what I'm doing here today. So I'm actually looking. It's a fam trip. But, you know, you're always looking for a destination or a property for your next client. So that's why I come here, so I can get educated on what's going on in Santa Fe, what's going on at the Inn at Laredo. So the Inn and the spa and Inn at Laredo. So you want to make sure that when that client calls you and said, hey, yeah, I've never been to New Mexico. Can you recommend a destination within New Mexico? Hey, Santa Fe. Hey, that's a great destination. And I'll have more information as the week goes on. I'll have more information. So I'm actually staying here, but there's a reception here tonight. And then throughout the week, I'll go to other hotels and tour those hotels, as well as tour the destination or the city of Santa Fe. So make sure you stay tuned for pictures that I'll post on the gram, as well as Facebook and Twitter as well, and LinkedIn as well. So I was saying, what do I do? Hotel site selection, that's one of the things I do. Digital marketing, you look at a lot of the things that I do via social media, basically videos, postings. I do postings for hotels, specifically smaller hotels, non-branded hotels like this one. This is Inn and Spa at Laredo. It's a heritage hotel, but it's an independent hotel. So it's not a major brand. So those are the type of hotels that I normally do postings for, because they don't have the budgets, the big budgets that say the bigger brands do. So I come in and I assist them. Either I can train them how to do it, or I can do it for them. Hotel task force, I do that as well. I go in and do, being a former director of sales and marketing, and as well as a former general manager, I come in on a temporary basis and assist hotels. So if they're between directors of sales and marketing or between general managers and they need someone there to right the ship or keep the ship going, I'll come and assist for a certain period of time. That can be a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, a month, 6 months. It just depends on what's needed. Then I'm a talk show host. I interview today's hospitality professionals. Today, I won't. I'm just going to be me, but I have this good topic. If Michael wanted to be on the show, he could have been on the show, but he was kind of shy. He was like, oh, no, I don't want to do that. He said him and technology, they don't get along. You just sit down and talk. We're just talking. We're not talking about technology. The technology is working. As far as I know, you guys can hear me. So that's a good thing. So you just have to sit down and talk. We just talked about your career, you know, how you got into where you are. It's just basically everyone has a story. I mean, I have a story, how I started and where I am to this day. So there you go. Who's on blast? Brian Churchill, you're still on blast. I know I have to communicate with you, but you are on blast. Carol Motley, Director of Convention Sales for Destination DC, you're on blast. Luis Torres, Universal Studios, you're on blast. Stephanie Corsino, Hong Kong Tourism, you are on blast. Samuel Thompson and Matt Diamond, Sync Meeting Management, you're on blast too. You still haven't reached out to me. It's been about a month now, Sam. What's going on? Reach out. Reach out and touch me. Let me know what's going on. My introduction of today's topic, and it's probably going to be brief. I'll probably be done by, you know, although I got on the air a little late today, about 10 minutes late, 12 minutes late, something like that. I probably will wrap up around the same time, because I got just a quick little topic I wanted to talk about. And it has to do with, I think last week I mentioned that I lost my dad, right? So my dad had passed away several weeks ago, and we just actually had his services yesterday in Blythe. So I went from Blythe back to L.A. and then repacked, and from L.A. this morning, I'm here. So, but along the way, I was thinking, if I'm able to do the show, what would I talk about? And the thing I was talking about is, or thing I want to talk about, is just basically who's watching you? What does that mean? Like, who's watching you? What does that mean? Well, basically it means, who are you influencing and you have no idea that you're influencing, right? I mean, one thing I learned yesterday from my dad's services is that I wasn't the only one that was watching him. There's people within the community, they're watching him and emulating what he does and watching what he does. He was a supervisor. He was he held multiple positions, right? So he was a supervisor of transportation for the school district. He was on the college board of trustees for 16 years. He held his job with the school district for 43 years. And he founded the city transportation organization or company
for 38 years. So he founded that 38 years ago. He worked for a school district for 43 years. And then he was on a college board for 16 years. So, I mean, I knew all these things that he was doing, but I didn't know the detail he was doing. And I didn't know all the people that he kind of had influence over the years until yesterday. You know, people, everyone had a story to tell about my dad. So I was like thinking, like, what would I talk about if you know, if I was able to do the show? And I came up with this topic, who's watching you? Because, I mean, do you ever think about who's watching you? Meaning, who are you influencing and you don't even know? This, of course, can go for any industry. It's not just for hospitality, but of course, I'm going to touch on hospitality because that's the industry that I'm in. But, you know, do we have a responsibility to always be on stage? When I mean stage, I mean performing, because when you're doing your job, you're performing. That was, you know, Disney started that phrase years ago that, you know, you're always on stage, you're always performing. And in reality or in life, you always are. I mean, because people are looking at what you're doing. I mean, especially if you're, you know, entrepreneur. I mean, you're like, well, what is he doing? I mean, how does he carry himself? You know, is he professional at all times? I mean, does he go out and he's drinking, you know, and getting loud and things like that? You know, those are things that I'm always conscious of. I mean, do I go out? I mean, yeah, I do. I have a couple of drinks. Yes, I do. But is it in control? Am I in control? No one can ever say that, oh, that Russell, I mean, he was out of control at this thing. No, that's not going to happen because, one, that's not how I was raised. Remember, I always watch people, right? So that's not how I was raised. And two, when I first started in this industry, we, you know, with Marriott, I mean, Marriott's a conservative company. And I can just remember going to trainings and, you know, at the end of the trainings, you would always have like a networking event. And the people that got out of control, those people were dealt with immediately. And a lot of times they weren't with the company anymore because their behavior was not favorable to the company. So why would you want those people on your team, right? So I always watched that. So I always said, I have one rule of thumb. If I'm a drink, I have a 2-drink maximum. That's it. I don't drink any more than that. Unless it's soda, you know, or it may look like a drink, but normally it's not. So, but, you know, everyone knows that I drink beer I probably limit it to that just for that same fact that, you know, you don't know who's watching you. It's okay to be social. And that's normally what I am, social drinker. And that's it. But that's just me. I mean, people can do whatever they want to do. But like I said, always be cognizant or aware of who is watching you. So, like I said, it goes back to, you know, me being raised in Blythe and just kind of watching, you know, my dad. And did he drink? No, he didn't drink. He didn't drink around us, at least. He maybe drank somewhere else, but he didn't drink around us. And, you know, it's funny. I was just thinking about this the other day. I never drank in front of them, meaning my parents. They've never seen me drink. They know that I drink, but I've never drank in front of them. And I don't know why that is. You know, I'm old now, but I still haven't done it. But I mean, that's just how it is. I mean, maybe it's just that respect factor or whatever, but I just never have. So as the entrepreneur, I mean, sometimes you can get clients because of your behavior or the lack of behavior. Right. So I always make sure that, you know, I'm in check, so to speak. So several weeks ago, this came up, you know, for two reasons. I mean, yeah, OK. You know, the influence my dad had over the community in Blythe. And then several weeks ago, I was asked to speak on a panel at Cal Poly Pomona, that school that I attended, my alma mater, right? So I was asked by one of the professors that actually went to school with me, that was Leslie Butler, professor. He asked me to speak at the Collins College of Hospitality Management, which is at Cal Poly Pomona. Now, when I went through there, there was no Collins College. It was called Center of Hospitality Management. So it's now a whole college and things like that. So she asked me if I would be interested in speaking. And at first I was kind of, well, what are you going to talk about? I mean, I asked 101 questions. You know, that's probably the same thing that people ask when I ask them to be on my radio show. I was being the same way. And I was like, well, what are you going to ask me? Or what are they going to ask? Am I going to be on a panel? How many people? What are the questions? I mean, I'm asking all these things instead of just thinking, you know, there's people that look like me that maybe didn't even know hospitality was an opportunity. You know, hotels, tourism, being a meeting planner, being in transportation. I mean, so many things now that people can do within the hospitality field that was not around, you know, 20-something years ago when I got into this industry, 20-something, 30 years ago when I got in this industry or when I came out of school. There was basically travel management, restaurant, and a hotel. That was basically it. It was basically those three things. But now there's a plethora of things that you can do. So why wouldn't I want to speak to people and let them know my journey? Because that's basically what they want to know. What's your journey? The same things that I would ask someone here on my radio show is the same things they'll be asking there. So this morning, Leslie had introduced me to a lady by the name, I think her name is Courtney, that who's basically facilitating this. So she left a message for me yesterday, but I was tied up yesterday. She said, just call me back when you can. And I called her back this morning. First thing this morning, I called her and said, hey, you know, at this point, I'm gung-ho now. I'm like, yes, I'm interested in this. And she kind of gives me the rundown of what's going to happen or how it's going to work and things like that. And I said, hey, whatever it is, I'm on board. Because it goes back to who's watching you. Who's watching you? Who's emulating you? Who wants information about what I do? Right? When people ask me, I used to joke around with people. They say, well, like I'll talk to someone. They say, oh, my daughter wants to go in hospitality. And I'm like, why? I would always joke and say, why would they want to do that? Why would you want to subject yourself to this industry? Because, you know, it's a lot of work. I mean, when we first started, I mean, you 12, 14 hours a day working at the front desk, working in a restaurant, working in housekeeping where I started off. I mean, that was the minimum. I mean, you're going to work 12 hours, and that was it, right? I mean, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. The minimum you're going to work was 12 hours a day. And I used to work in Ontario. I mean, I used to live in Ontario and worked at LAX at the Courtyard and El Segundo. So I would drive 56 miles one way to get to work. Now, in those days, it wasn't as much traffic as it is now, but it still took me an hour and a half to get, you know, back and forth. Hour and a half to get up, hour and a half to get back. That's 3 hours out of your day. Now it's probably about 2 hours to make that same drive. But, you know, we're motivated to do it. We did it. If I had to work till 7 o'clock at night, that's what I did. And I still went home and then came back. I mean, that was just it. So there's a lot of stuff that, you know, operations is no joke. Operations is something that you need to know, especially if you're a salesperson. And the reason I went into operations first, because I knew that I would end up in sales at some point, but I know I needed operation experience so I can learn the total hotel scene, you know, what to expect when you're trying to sell a property. And, you know, don't promise something that you can't deliver on. I mean, that's one thing that sometimes we in operations, and I said we because I was in operations, I've been a GM. Sometimes we promise things, or salespeople promise things that operations has no idea that how they're going to do it. But so we say we create the dream, and they have to carry out the dream, right? They have to make the dream a reality. But is that the case? No, we should be working in tandem. We should know what we're capable of doing at that particular property. There should be no surprises or anything like that. So I'm getting off on what I was talking about. But when I was asked to do, let me just reel it back in. When I was asked to do the speak or the panel discussion or whatever, I originally said, I didn't say no, but I was kind of apprehensive at first. But then, like I said, I started thinking, who's watching you? Who would benefit from this? So now I'm gung-ho. I'm 100% in. I talked to Courtney this morning, and she said she's going to email me something today because it's actually next Friday. So it's the 25th, goes from 12 to 2. They have probably about 15 kids or 15 students that we're going to talk to or have a panel. And she's going to give me a list of questions. I'm like, well, why would you give me a list of questions? I'm an open book. Let's just go for it. But I mean, she has a structure how she wants to do it, and that's fine. I had to take some water. But yeah, so that's what's going on. You never know who's watching you, who's looking at you, who's asking questions about you. Who's that guy? Oh, that's Russell Edmond. What does he do? I mean, I see him. You know, he seems to be busy. What does he do? I hear about him. I heard about him. What is he? What does he do? How did he get to where he is? You know, do I think I'm at some level that, you know, no one else is. No, I don't. I just think that for me and my career, I'm where I'm supposed to be. You know, do I want to still be on property? No, I don't. I really don't want to be on property. Would I say no to going back on property or going, you know, with say like a CVB or whatever? I'm on the fence. You know, I don't know at this point. I mean, I like what I'm doing now. I like being able to assist, you know, multiple entities, multiple like hotels or tourism boards and things like that. But is it the end all be all? No, but I never say never. I'll never say I'll never go back on property. I'll never say I'll never go to a CVB. It depends. It always depends on the opportunities that you're presented, right? So always remember that. But I just wanted to touch on that. I didn't have a lot more, but I just thought that a real quick thing, who's watching you? Who are you influencing and not even knowing about it? I want to let you guys know I was staying. I'm staying at the Inn and Spa at Loretto, which is a heritage property right in the middle of Santa Fe, New Mexico. So look out for the pictures I'm going to post. I mean, this place is beautiful. I love the character of it. And we're going to have, I think, a reception outside here. I just wish I had my, you know, Facebook Live right now just so I can show you. But I can't do, you know, I can't do the Skype interview and use the phone too because my producer Ronan may be trying to call me, and if he calls me, then that means I have to turn the phone off, you know, the video off. So I don't want to be inconsistent here. So that's the reason why. But anyway, you guys have a great day. I'm gonna leave you right now. I gotta go check in, so look for the pictures. But I do appreciate you guys tuning in on air with Russell of Hotels. It's a beautiful day here. I think it's good. They say it's like 40. It's going to get 40 degrees at night. I think it's in the 60s right now. So, you know, I did bring a jacket or a coat just in case I needed it. But I can feel a little crispness in the air right now. And I can see the foliage is changing colors. It's just beautiful. I that's all I can say. Right. But anyway, you guys have a great day. Thank you for tuning in on air with Russell of Hotels. Have a great day, and we'll see you next. Or we'll do this again next Tuesday at 1 o'clock PST, which stands for Pacific Standard Time. Have a great day. Bye.
Thank you for joining On Air with Russell of Hotels. Please tune in every Tuesday at 1 p.m. as we talk to other hospitality professionals. Your feedback is important. Email Russell@russellofhotels.com with any questions or suggestions. Until next time, try not to be a person of success, rather become a person of value.